Caesar's Palace to hold Times Square rally supporting casino initiative. Caesar's Palace Times Square, a proposed casino and entertainment project led by SL Green, Caesar's Entertainment, and Roc Nation, is set to host a public rally in support of its initiative today. The event will take place in the heart of Times Square on Broadway between 46th and 47th Streets, beginning at 3:15 p.m. According to a Caesar's press release, the rally is intended to demonstrate local support for the casino development as the group prepares to submit its official bid to the New York State Gaming Commission tomorrow. The rally will include a wide array of speakers and participants representing various segments of the local community. Among those expected to speak are John Santos of 32BJSEIU, Chef Melba Wilson of Melba's Restaurant, and Dwayne Jackson, a street vendor with over two decades of experience operating in Times Square. Also scheduled to appear are Mayor Griffin, SVP at Wyndham Hotels, Beatrice Ajayiro, owner of Neji Astoria, and Amber Nicosia of Penn South. Additional speakers from across the business, labor, and hospitality sectors may also be announced prior to the event. Organizers anticipate a turnout exceeding 500 people, including Hell's Kitchen residents, small business owners, union representatives, Broadway employees, and members of the city's entertainment community. With the backdrop of Times Square, a stage will be set for speakers, accompanied by branded signage supporting the Caesar's Palace Times Square initiative. The event is positioned as a visual and vocal demonstration of backing from stakeholders who believe the project could bring economic development, job creation, and sustained foot traffic to Midtown Manhattan. Caesar's Palace Times Square is one of several major casino projects currently under consideration as part of New York State's competitive licensing process to award up to three downstate casino licenses. Each bid will be evaluated based on a series of criteria, including community impact, financial backing, and the ability to create long-term economic benefits. Eyeing a transformation of New York City. The Times Square proposal emphasizes its integration into one of the most heavily trafficked entertainment zones in the world, with a promise to enhance tourism and support the performing arts sector. Current proposals under consideration for downstate casino licenses in New York also include a Coney Island project led by Thor Equities, Saratoga Casino Holdings, the Chickasaw Nation, and Legends Hospitality. In Queens, the owners of Resorts World New York City in South Ozone Park are seeking full casino licensing, while MGM Resorts is aiming to expand Empire City Casino in Yonkers. Additional bids have been proposed for sites in the Bronx and other areas of Manhattan, with developers competing for one of three available licenses. The New York State Gaming Commission has indicated that the review process for casino license applications is ongoing. Final determinations are expected to occur after comprehensive site evaluations, community input, and advisory board recommendations. The commission has not announced a definitive timeline for final awards, but expectations suggest that decisions could come in late 2025 or early 2026. The June 27 submission deadline marks an important milestone for all competing applicants, each of whom seeks to establish a major gaming and entertainment destination in the New York City area.